welcome to episode 36 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Robin, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay, Andy, Elizabeth, and Amy. Teens are known for lots of things. Teens are known for being lots of things, moody, aloof, rebellious, and even super busy with frantic school, work, and volunteer. So, of course, they need a vacation too. So, what sorts of vacations do teens want? What are they most interested in seeing? Do they really want to travel with their parents? Let's talk this through and see what we can suggest for traveling with your favorite teen. Amy, you recently went to an all-inclusive with your teens, correct?
Yes, we just got back a few months ago, and I have all daughters. I have a 14-year-old, almost 13-year-old, and then a little 6-year-old. And we chose all-inclusive because my teenagers are at that point where they love to try all of the non-alcoholic drinks that mom and dad get, and they like to go to the bar on their own and get them. And they enjoyed the place we went. It was beaches, and they had a creperies, and they would go off on their own for breakfast, lunch, and snack, and go get their crepes. And I just found like it was really good. It was great to have all-inclusive for a lot of different reasons, but that's a whole other podcast. But traveling with teens, I felt like it was a really good way to reconnect with my teens. We're pulled in so many directions, like you said in the beginning, with sports, their homework, friends are a big one. You know, they're always with their friends at this point, so we could see them like on weekends or even after school on their phones or whatever. And this was just really good. There was no internet connection, so they couldn't get on their phones the whole time. They had to hang with their sisters and us, and it was so enjoyable. And they still talk about that trip, and that was a few months ago. We loved it. It was really good. I do think something to keep in mind that I hear a lot too with families that call me with teens is, you know, I don't want it to be cheesy. I don't want like the cheesy stuff going on, but they need something to do. We need something other than just a beach because that's not going to entertain them for a week.
So what did they take advantage of while you were at the AI?
What did they do?
Yeah, they kept their attention.
So, well, they love the pool. They love the water slides. They love the pools. We spent at least half of every day at the pools. And then when we were on the beach, we went to an all-inclusive that included a lot of the water sports. So there was the banana boat they did. They did the paddle boarding. Hobie Cat, is that what it is?
The little catamaran.
There was a lot. I mean, we would choose one of those every day, snorkeling. We chose one thing every day. And between that, one thing every day on the beach, the pools, and then letting them go off on their own to explore or go get a crepe. I mean, it was a full day. And then we would all have dinner together, and it was awesome. We had such a good time together, all of us. It was great.
So they were able to go up on their own and do their own thing, but stretches of time, then regroup at the end of the day. And
I was fine. Like, I think that we talked about before, I was fine with that with my older ones. You know your children, and especially teenagers, they need that freedom. But I was totally fine, and I was even fine with my two older ones taking my 6-year-old with them. I felt totally comfortable with that. As weird as I am about water, I was fine.
I think there is a good sense of security, and obviously you don't want to be too careless, but I sort of think that we can transition from AIs or all-inclusives, rather. I shouldn't use the travel agent lingo. move over into cruising, whatever that word is, trans something into cruising, because it, again, gives them sort of a lot of independence, yet a lot of opportunities for you to come together as a family. There's so much to do on the cruise, but it's in a controlled environment, so they're not running all over town. They're just running all over a ship, and you know you know that you're going to see them again. That they can't get too far, and no one's going to serve them alcohol. No one's going to do anything that you know they shouldn't. Obviously, observing all the safety rules that you always would, but it gives them that sense of independence and like I'm on my own vacation, and I don't need my parents by my side all the time to help me through this. I know what I'm doing, and I can hang out with the other kids on the ship. And at the all-inclusive, there's usually areas set aside just for teenagers that are not cheesy. They're actually quite nice. I often look into them. You know, we tour a lot of resorts, and I look in, and I'm like, oh, I kind of like to hang out in here. Nobody would want me here, but I would like to hang out
here. You are
not
wanted.
Yes, I am not welcome.
Well, I think that's a great point. I mean, the resorts have done that. The cruise lines have really made an effort to sort of become more attractive for that, I hate to use the word, difficult age, but just challenging it. That's pretty good. I'm about to hit that with my eldest. He'll be 13 next year. And thanks. Yeah. He's you know, very, very independent, very much into sort of doing things on his own, but he does like to sort of, he's quite outgoing and makes friends easily. And we went on a cruise last summer. I know this is teens, but can we include preteens?
Sure.
But he was really not enamored with the kids clubs. He was at the upper age limit for what he was allowed, where he was allowed to be within the confine of the cruise line. And, you know, he really sort of saw what the older kids, the teenagers were doing, and he wanted to do some of that. He wasn't so much into the coloring and the things like that. But, the cruise lines really have made a conscious effort to sort of be appealing to families traveling with children of all ages, but particularly, you know, they have dances and discos or whatever. Disco, an ancient term, archaic term. When I was a lad, it was a disco.
Whatever them teens are into.
We were on a cruise in March with I have a tween and a teen, so a 10 and a 14-year-old. And they went off a lot, just the two of them. They did things. They went to the kids' clubs. We were able to get them to, because her sister was in the older kids club. My younger one was like 6 months younger, but they let her go into that one. It was from 11 to 14. And they had a lot of fun there. They liked that. And they liked going off on their own, and doing things. In fact, one day my husband and I went to, play a game on the ship, and we came back and they had ordered room service for lunch. And I ordered like hot, warm cookies. It was so funny.
For lunch.
That's when you realize that they're actually a little bit more responsible than you often realize.
That, and you're raising them right. I mean, warm cookies, come on. I wouldn't have even thought of that. Like,
please tell me your secret.
Yes.
Now, my brother has two teens. He has a 13 and a 15-year-old. And last summer, they went on a guided family tour with Colette. And they loved it. They said it was great. There were all sorts of kids, and they were able to, sometimes the kids did things separate from the adults, but in the same area. And they said the kids loved it. And in fact, they're doing a national parks tour with Colette this summer. The same type of thing. It's a family tour. And I know Adventures by Disney does some great tours.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny you mentioned that, Robin, because, as you know, in a previous life, I was a tour guide for a large tour operator. And one of the things that never ceased to amaze me, our target age group was sort of, you know, older folks, sort of retirees. But occasionally we would get some families traveling with their teenagers. I'm not sure that an escorted or guided bus tour of a particular country, at least 20 years ago or 15 years ago, was really the way to go. There is a lot of travel time, particularly depending on where you are. You can be, you know, basically stuck, and we've all been there traveling with our own kids. Mm-hmm. Saying, are we there yet? I'm so bored. That's sort of the danger of something like that. But there are some companies who really do a good job at that. Now, I've heard of Colette's family tours that they really do sort of reach out and make an effort there. And I know that companies do that, but it's not something that I would immediately think of to take teenagers on an escorted, you know, bus or coach tour.
Yeah, and I think it's important that you look for those family options, because you will end up, I mean, I did a Perillo tour with my family when I was 12, 13, and my sister and I, my sister's 2 years younger than I am, we were the only kids under the age of 18 on that trip. There were a few people in their early 20s, and they actually sort of took us under their wing. I think they humored us because we were trying to be much more grown up, because we didn't really have an option. There was nobody else to talk to, so we had to talk to adults. So that would have been more fun, I think, if we had the tours of today. And, you know, we talk about Adventures by Disney a lot, and that's a wonderful option, and very, very family-friendly. I mean, you're not – the quality is so super high. But a lot of other companies do those family tours. Mm-hmm. They're usually special departures. It's not like all the time.
Right.
Whereas Adventures by Disney, all of their tours pretty much are family, with a few special departures for adults only. Sort of.
With Colette, I believe most of them are during the summer, and there's a few of them at Christmas time and a few of them during other holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key to traveling with teens, though, is you've got to have stuff to keep them busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just a pool. I mean, maybe there are a few that are really content with just chilling out, reading a book by the pool. I think not many. Mm-hmm. They need things to do.
Yeah. And technology is important to them. And I know a lot of escorted tours now, particularly around Europe, a lot of the motor coaches have Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Which, you know, would have been a godsend back in the day.
If you wouldn't have had anything to use it with. Your Game Boy didn't need a Wi-Fi.
I know things have changed, but yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that rule out never take your teenagers on a bus tour of Europe, but I mean, there's some fantastic things to see, but you do spend a lot of time traveling on some of these tours.
Well, I think one of the advantages to an escorted tour when you have teens is it's actually the same thing that's an advantage for pretty much any reason. It's hassle-free. Someone, you know, the guide and the company are taking care of you. So instead of you struggling to figure out where your hotel is in Rome, you're being taken there. So you don't have to deal with your teenager rolling her eyes going, why don't you know where we're going? I'm so tired.
You never took any of my tours, didn't you?
Yes, thank goodness, because I'd probably still be lost in Germany somewhere. Where was that?
This discussion, did you guys see the commercial? And I don't know if it's on TV or if we saw it in a training somewhere. That I think it was Disney that did it, maybe Universal, about the family traveling with their teenager. And the daughter had her iPhone, and that's all she had. She was constantly on the airplane on her iPhone and here on the iPhone. And they get to Disney or wherever it was they were going, some amusement park.
It was Universal Studios.
It was Universal.
I'm sure Universal is really glad that you remember their name really well.
It was Universal. It was Orlando.
Yes.
And then she gets there, and I know that I'm really sentimental, but that commercial made me cry because she finally gets off because she's so amazed with all the things going on, and she's having fun with her family. I just think that, like, I don't know. It just made tears to my eyes. I think that that's what every family wants when they travel with their teenagers, is to get them off the darn phones and let's reconnect and let's, you know, do stuff together.
Well, I think that's
a nice segue there because actually our clients traveling today, it's parents and four teenagers actually going to Universal Studios. And theme parks, I think, are a great option for teenagers. There are lots of different options, and we've done several podcasts on the various theme parks. But to me, Universal really stands out just because of the whole sort of the Harry Potter and the superheroes and Jurassic Park and the Simpsons, the sort of things that sort of appeal to teens. How do you guys feel? What do you think? I know we've talked about Disney a lot, but how do you feel that Disney sort of, you know, Universal really does tend to really appeal to teenagers in particular, but how about Disney? Is that sort of something that you guys feel is really appealing to teenagers?
Let's put it this way. My 14-year-old, we went to Universal last year, and my 14-year-old, she loved it. Mm-hmm. But she had a chance. We're going to Disney in November, and one of her close friends, her family's going to be in Orlando at the same time. And they asked if they could bring her to Universal one day. And she looked at me, and she said, but I want to stay with you guys.
Oh.
And I'm like, aw. So she wanted to, because, you know, she just wanted to do what we were doing. She didn't want to miss out, because we explained to her that we weren't going to skip things that she liked, that we were just going to do what we were going to do. And then it turns out another one of her friends is going to be in Orlando, and her mother's going to be in a conference the whole time, and her mother asked if we could take her around with us. And my husband and I talked about it. They're going to be 14 and 15 at the time, and we said, you know, they're staying in the same park, we might even let them walk around on their own for a while and just meet us, you know, for dinner. And
so that would love that.
That should be an interesting trip. But the fact that she wanted to stay with us and she didn't want to miss out on Disney, I really liked.
Yeah. The age of discovering your independence. I remember being a teenager, and that was like the coolest thing, was to have your alone free time and to still be able to do things with the family. And I think that's probably the draw for the theme parks, and not only the theme parks, but for the cruise lines and for AIs, because they can still get that independent moment without the fear.
Well, and a lot, you know, you think, okay, so Disney, like you think about the Magic Kingdom, well, it's really designed for the smaller child, but teens will look at it with irony as well. So suddenly, you know, Small World is fun because it's hokey. Like, they'll make up contests of who can stay on it the longest. Like, you know, things like that. So, So it turns the appeal. And then the thing about Disney, and actually a lot of theme parks all over the world really, is if you take your children at different ages, they'll experience that park in a different way. And Disney certainly speaks to that sort of, you know, you see everyone from, you know, babies to 99-year-olds having a great time at Walt Disney World. And so I think, yeah, it is a good teen destination. Now, if your teen is really into thrill rides, probably just go to Universal, you know, right. That, and maybe Disney's Hollywood Studios, you know, pick some of the more intense theme park ride.
On the West Coast, the California Adventure.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of teenagers congregating over in that general area.
Well, we were just there for grad night. There were plenty of teenagers. They were totally happy to be at Disneyland. Yeah. So,
another thing that I've realized is once we've decided where we're going to go, letting them help a little bit of the planning and have their input of where they might want to go eat or things like that really help them be part of the vacation because they feel like they're not just being dragged someplace.
That's a good idea.
We're going to Hawaii next summer, and we're going for 2 weeks. And this is the longest vacation that we've ever taken. And it should be interesting, but I told the girls we're going to these islands, and I want to know what they want to do while we're there. You know, I want them to help in the planning because I don't want them to think, oh my God, what am I doing? Well, if we're doing something that you've asked to do, then you can't, you know, how can you be bored?
That's a great idea. Yeah, it helps them get excited so they know what they're going for. Yeah, they know what they're looking forward to. It's not just this ambiguous Hawaii. Yeah, that's
I think so. Having your children, no matter what their age, having some input into the planning process is crucial. I remember the first time I went abroad overseas when I was, you know, much younger. But we were traveling to Paris and Amsterdam, and I was asked basically, what do I want to see? And it's, I want to see the Mona Lisa. I mean, I just heard about it. And so I've got to see the Mona Lisa. And I want to go up to the top of the Eiffel Tower. And, you know, everything else was kind of planned around that. These are your must-see things. My mum had her things she wanted to do. And it was the same in Amsterdam. Of course, I had to see the red light. No.
My daughter wants to go to Amsterdam to see the Anne Frank house.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was, the Anne Frank
house. That might be the most inappropriate little reference we've made on this podcast.
And you can guarantee it was going to be.
So you should be still teenager, right?
18 is not, I don't know. I don't know if I would say an 18 is a teenager anymore. I think your vacation definitely changes once they get over that point. Once they can drink in other countries, yeah. Well, and you know, I told my story about the Perillo bus tour earlier. And on that same trip, you know, talk about letting them plan. We didn't really prep very well for that trip. And we did one of those, you know, 15 cities in 14 days kind of tours. And there was a lot that I knew about. I mean, I was 13, so we went to see Romeo and Juliet's balcony. And I think Andy and I have discussed this offline before. I mean, it's totally an imaginary thing anyway. And we go see this, you know, historic building with this balcony that isn't actually really anything. But when we were in Rome, you know, I wanted to see the Colosseum. I knew what that was. And I was totally ready for that experience. And it was fantastic. And I had no idea that it was inhabited by cats. So I was even more thrilled when I saw the millions of feral cats there. Probably not as thrilling for most people, but for me, it was really cool. But then we headed over to the Forum, and on the bus, my mother just kept talking about how fantastic the Forum is and how, you know, I'm just going to be blown away by it. And I was 13, and I remember getting off the air-conditioned bus into the heat of Rome, looking over this wall at a pile of rocks. I was like, what? I don't even know what I'm looking at. I don't even know what this is supposed to be. I had no historical reference for what it was. And, you know, now I actually haven't seen it since then, and I kick myself for not appreciating it. But if I had been in on the planning, you know, that was a guided tour, but at least they'd said, hey, we're going to go to the Forum. Here, you know, maybe you should look it up in an encyclopedia because we don't have Google right now. I might have had a much better appreciation for it. Instead, I just wanted to get back on the bus, you know, so.
It was definitely, I'm sorry, go ahead, Lindsay.
I was going to ask you if you've run into, everyone has their own travel style. And I think when you're in your teen years, you're becoming your own person. Have you had any clashes with how you travel and versus how your children would like to travel? I'm really interested to see.
Amy, you want to take that?
Because I pay. He does what I say.
So Andy is the dictatorial traveler. We've learned.
That's a tall guy, always.
Yes. Amy, what about you?
I wouldn't say clashes. like no clashes with packing and all that stuff. I think if you want to call it a clash, like my kids are definitely at that age where every freaking thing I do embarrasses them. So if I'm at the airport, I'm like, no guys, go over here. Hurry up. They're just like rolling their eyes and that kind of stuff. Yes. But no major clashes yet. Knock on wood.
I think that because your kids have grown up and know your travel style, that they're used to it.
Mm-hmm. So that sort of becomes
not something. It's not like they've been thrown into your family and they've never traveled with you. They know how you travel. They know what you're going to do most of the time, just like you know what they're going to do most of the time. And so because of that, it really hasn't been any. There haven't been any issues. When we go to Hawaii, you never know because it's going to be a long trip and everyone's going to be. So that's interesting.
As silly as teenagers can be, I think that they do appreciate what you're trying to do for them and have them experience. So I think a lot of it is that appreciation. You know, if you're going to, you know, Colombia or somewhere and you're taking your teenagers, they're going to say, wow, this is so cool. Some of it might be a bit lame. I don't know quite what about it. I'm not so keen on seeing this or that. But it's like we're going somewhere we've never been before. And I think that sort of is still somewhat of the wow factor. Yeah. Even with a somewhat disillusioned teenager in tow.
Yeah, and you know, the commercial that Amy was talking about, the ending of it is basically she's been on her phone the whole time, and there's even a point where the mother looks at the father and says, I thought you said no phones on this vacation, and he sort of shrugs. And it's sort of like he feels like it's inevitable, and she really does sort of seem to have her face in the phone the whole commercial. And at the end, he gets a text, and it's captioned, best vacation ever, and it's a picture of their whole family in front of the Universal Globe. And that's what, you know, makes me tear up, because it's sort of that assumption that your teen is being surly and not focusing and not actually being there. But then, and then it flashes through all the photos she's taken throughout the commercial, throughout the trip, of them on the roller coasters and, you know, with her little brother. And so that's
I'm
sort of,
tearing up.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. It's so sweet.
Yes. And it, you know, it really is true when you do a vacation like that and your teen will, they do appreciate it. They might pretend like they don't, but they do. And I mean, I think all of us can tell from our teen. We've talked on previous episodes, even I think episode one was sort of how we fell in love with travel, you know, and a lot of us were recalling our first trips as teenagers.
So I was a teenager when I first traveled on my own. I was on a school trip, but we had a lot of people, which bus we needed to be on to go on the intercity visit. But once we got on the ferry across the North Sea, we had 12 hours on our own. And, you know, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about your traveling companions. And you learn a lot about, you know, where you're allowed to go on board a ferry crossing the North Atlantic.
There's a story there.
So yes.
For another time.
Okay.
Well, I can just say that engine room ain't what it's all cracked up to be.
Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away, or email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Lindsay, Amy, Elizabeth, and Andy, and myself, Robin, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!